So I guess not. Yes, sir.
You know, people, young people now don't have any idea how scarce money was and how they had to live at home back those days. I can remember this very Huntsville National Bank right here at Huntsville. I can remember when a man by the name of Pete Jones used to be president of that bank, and that was in the 1930s, I guess. Some of the hardest times that I ever did see, and anybody else did see in this country, I guess. And I was down there trying to farm a little bit, trying to raise a little chicken feed, a little cow feed, and stuff like that. And nearly always we scarce of money. And I wanted to borrow a little money in the spring of the year to make a crop on. And I didn't want but about $75 or $100 is all I wanted to make a crop on. And I went in there to old man Pete Jones, and we sat down there. And I bet you he talked to me an hour and a half of trying to make up his mind to loan me about $75 or $100. I don't remember just exactly the amount. And I had the mortgage, everything in the world I had. I had to mortgage all the crop that I expected to make. I had to mortgage my buggy, my horse, all my walking plows, and every saddle and everything in the world that I owned, I had to mortgage, except my wife and kids. I had to mortgage everything on earth to get that little $75 or $100. And then he had to ask me questions about what I wanted to do with it, and couldn't I do with just a little less, and all such as that. Just questions that you wouldn't even answer him now if he's asking, you know. But you had to then, because you were dependent on it. You know, you're dependent on that money. And I never will forget the comparison. The same doggone bank, about 10 or 15 years ago, I went in the same bank. Of course, old Pete Jones had done gone years ago, you know. And I went in the same bank, the Huntsville National Bank. And Mr. Raymond Davis is still, he just retired the other day in that bank. I went in that same bank. I went to an auction sale that day up at Madisonville. And there's a fine bunch of cattle come in the ring, and I wanted them. And I didn't have enough money to buy them. And they cost nearly $11,000, $10,600, I believe. And I just wrote a check, just like I had plenty of money. I just wrote a check for the full amount of the cattle, you know. Of course, they had told me at that same bank that any time that I was off and found cattle or stuff I wanted to buy, just go ahead and check, and then get in touch with them, because you didn't want to keep that much money ahead unless you was going to use it. You know, didn't want to pay interest on it, you know, unless you already had it. And I just think of the comparison now between the time I went in for the $75 or $100, and I believe I wanted $12,000 in because I think I wanted a little extra money for something. And I went in there, and Raymond said, what do you want, Mark? I said, I want $12,000. He just reached over there and got a piece of paper, picked up, I said, sign here. And then run a little scribbling around, said, it's in your account. You know, that's the difference, you know, and that's the difference in times, you know. That's when they wanted to loan money, you see, when I got this last. And that other is when they're afraid to loan it, because conditions were just so bad, you know. And you couldn't blame old man Jones, because people were just going broke every day, you know, and the banks was going broke. It was just due to them hard times in the 1930s. And you couldn't blame him. He had to be particular to stay in business, you know. And so, but that just shows the difference. Of course, now, I explained to Davis that I had a bunch of cows at home that I was going to sell it, and I was getting better cattle, you know. And I had a whole bunch of calves and a whole bunch of cows that I was going to sell in just a few months, and I told him I'd replace it in just a few months. And all I had to pay was just the interest on it from the time I kept it, you know. But that, I was just telling that to just show the difference, the way it was back in our early days when my wife and I first married, and here the last few years, you know, and as far as money's concerned. And it's just that much different. It's that way with nearly everybody now, you know, and all over the whole country. Just that much different. Because, you know, that people were just going broke back in the 1930s all over the world, you know, all over the United States.
It must have been terrible. How did it affect you here?
Well, we didn't live right here then. We lived down at this place. Well, it didn't affect my wife and I as bad as it did some people, because I got a little job in 1930 that a lot of people didn't have. I got a little job with the Texas Forest Service. I went to work for them in 1930, and I had a little regular salary there of about